Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We welcome you to this awesome, awesome Sunday. So many of us have been blessed by God to be here to still continue our destiny and our purpose that He's given us for life, for others, for humanity, for that which He's created. For God has created all things, and by all things, God made sure that they were to be created by Him and for Him, for His glory. So whether you're whatever ethnicity that He has allowed you to be born into, it's a gift from God. And we have to thank God that we were born into whatever race He's has born us into, and then also to be grateful for the other races that we weren't born into, because they too are not only important people, but they are a part of His creation, and everything that God creates is good. So just wanted to start off with that, and then I'm going to get ready to turn the program over to our minister, who is Minister Sheila Kaiser, where she's going to go ahead and not only lead us in prayer, but she's going to share with us whatever the Lord has given her. And I thank God for her. I appreciate her to the utmost, and I thank God for what she does on Sundays for Let's Talk, what she does on Friday for Let's Talk, what she does on Mondays for Iron Sharpening Iron, and everything else that the Lord has given her to do. So, Minister Sheila, I turn it over to you for you to share with us the prayer that God is giving you, or words, whatever He's released you to do, just obey God. Go ahead.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to say thank you. Thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And most of all, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, God, oh God, our Father, and your Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you and thank you and thank you for all your sons and daughters on this earth planet that you have made for us, that you have blessed with another day of life. God, I thank you. I thank you for each one of my brothers and sisters that you have made. If they don't thank you, I'm going to thank you for them, because, Lord, I know without you, none of us, nothing would exist to this day. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for blessing us, waking us up, giving us another day in life, another new day, another birthday. For each day that you wake up, it is a new day. It's another day that you have been born. It's another birthday that you have been here to. God have let you live another new day on this earth, in this new year, in this month, that He did not have to. Lord, I thank you, because I know that you do love us. But yeah, we need to learn to love ourselves, to love ourselves through you and for you, and understand you are the way, you are the one, and you are the only reason we are here today. Lord, I thank you. God, our Father, I thank you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for her that we have this time to share this ministry, that you have blessed her in so many ways to help us to understand that you are the one and only truly Father and Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, that is here to help us and to love us and to show us the right way. Lord, thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, young man of God that you have made, and I understand that he has words of wisdom. Pastor Troy Thomas, another young man with words and encouragement and leadership and blessing people. Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, wanting to bring the programs together to understand and to lead and to bring words of wisdom. Minister Brandon Kaiser, a young man that we have all loved and cherished, and to understand that he is a young man, but yet he chooses to serve you, Lord. He chooses to understand and to preach and teach the word of you. Dr. Serena Wright, a young woman that has to glorify power and to learn and to understand and to teach the word and to love you. And Lord, I thank you for myself. Minister Sheila Kaiser, Lord, I thank you each and every day, 24/7. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you because I know without you, I would not be here today to learn and to talk and to understand and to say the love and the joy that you have given and put into mine and each and every life that I have learned about, read about, and still understanding. Lord, I thank you for each and every person on this earth. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my blood family along with my spiritual family. Lord, I thank you for each and every person on earth. Lord, I thank you for all that you have blessed with this day. And I pray that they understand and learn and get to treasure and to love. And to love you the right way. Because you are the right way. You are the only way. You are the truthful way. Excuse me, Lord. I thank you and I thank you. And I thank you. If I cannot thank you enough. Lord, thank you for waking us all up this morning. Taking us through the night. Taking us through yesterday. Although we had a power storm here, a power outage. We had some weather here, Lord. I thank you for blessing to keep us through this and to make us all understand, no matter what we're going through, weather-wise, family-wise, job-wise, health, financial, or whatever we're going through. It's our health. We need to pray and to ask you to fix it, to show us what and how to deal with it and what to do, to bless us on our jobs, to bless us through our finance, to bless us through our family. Lord, we need you 24/7. We need you to help us to understand what you have is for us and only for us and how to live right for you, which we all know, or some that don't know, Lord. We need you to send them your guardian angels and to help us understand that you are the true Father and your Son, Jesus Christ, is the true Son that has given us life. Lord, I thank you. Bless our government, our police force, to let them know we are for all the people, to stop all this hatred, this brutality, this wrongful doing, to mistreating people due to color, due to race, due to sex. No matter what your color is, no matter what your sex is, no matter what your religion, the race. We are all God's children. We need to stop all this brutality, different treatment because of different people. We are all one people. God made us all to be one. No matter if you're male or female, black, white, brown, yellow, orange, you are all here because God chose to let us be here. But we need to learn how to treat each other the same way we treat ourselves. Then again, I need to rephrase that. Because sometimes we treat ourselves so bad that we don't need to treat each other like that. But yeah, we need to learn how to treat ourselves under the power of God. We need to learn what God has for us. Ask God to show us what is needed for us to do to please and to have Him love us more. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I just want to have a little say so today. I want to talk about your blessings. For each day that we wake up, there's a blessing. So many people don't understand that the life that they have, they need to understand that God has made us to live a life, and He gave us a choice. And some of us have made so many bad choices. I can't say I'm perfect because I know I'm not. We, none of us is perfect, but yet we need to thank God and the Son, Lord Jesus, for our daily blessings. Because yet, I know you have heard and probably said so many times, Sarah, John, Joe, Bobby, Susan, Dad, I just talked to them yesterday. I just talked to them this morning. I just talked or seen them last night. But yet, they're not here now. For each and every day you wake up, that's a blessing. You need to tell God thank you. For each and every day you have a roof over your head, you have food to eat, clothes to wear, your eyes to see, your hands, fingers to move, your legs to walk. We need to thank God for each and every blessing that we have and to thank Him and ask Him to bless others, because so many of us don't. We need to thank God for the blessings of ourselves, our sisters, our brothers, our mothers, our fathers, our children, daughters, sons. Even go out to family and thank them for your neighbors, your co-workers, your sisters, the deacons, the ministers, for the ones at church, for the people that you walk past. You thank and ask Him to bless them. Because how many times have you heard or even seen, well, sometimes you can leave your house and you don't return. Now you can walk past a person and you don't make another step. Now you can go out and get in your car, turn a corner, and don't make it any further. Some of us need to realize and to thank the Lord for each, as they say, split second of the day, how you are blessed. Some of us do not have a roof over our head, food to eat, clothes to put on our back, transportation, cars, vehicles, motorcycles, bicycles, scooters, whatever it is, and you take that for granted instead of telling and saying to God, thank you for this blessing. Because some have some things and some don't, but yet we need to thank God and to ask Him to help us to understand and to thank Him for our blessing. Thank us for being able to understand. Thank us for our blessing that we can see. and we can hear, and we can walk, we can talk. Thank us for each and everything that you have. Some of us are so selfish and so honorable, misunderstood. It's only because you choose to be misunderstood. God can make everything right. God can bless you to understand. God can bless you to lead and to say and to go the right way. God have blessed you in so many ways that yet some way you can bless another. Some people say all I knew, might have needed was a conversation, a piece of a sandwich, a drink, and just a thank you, a hug. We need to get out of this ways of selfishness. Some call it being stingy. We need to ask God to help us to understand more, to bless us more with knowledge, and to yet bless and praise the Lord for what you do have. Some people are so material, stuck on material, but yet you don't have enough sense, put it like that, to thank the Lord for what you do have, for what you have been blessed with. We're not all here to have everything. Thank God for the blessings, for what the things you do have, for yet we don't understand. You go to God to understand and to bless you to understand how he wants you to be. You don't need to think that because this person got this and this and this, God don't love us. God loves you in his way because he knows what's for you. These devil tricks out here is to misguide you, misinform you. Yeah, put in your mind that, okay, if you wanted this, this, and this, if you come my way, I can get it for you. That's a blessing of the devil, of damnation you do not want. I want my blessings to come from God. I want all my understandings to come from God. I want him to bless me with the knowledge and the leadership and the love of his way, the loving way, the powerful way, the understanding and the beautiful way of knowledge that I know I am loved. The devil, as he calls his blessings, I don't want. That's when the devil give you his type of blessing, as he calls it, which I call it a curse. I call it hatred. I call it damnation. I call a visit to his house that I don't want because I don't want to burn in hell. As some say, we have enough hell here on earth. How do you want it 10 to 1,000 times worse in his house? I want 110,000 times better in my God's house because I know it will be there. Because I know each and every day I wake up, I can open my eyes, I can see now when that chance I couldn't see. I think and I know it's the work of my Father, my true Heavenly Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, that they bless me with life of sight. They bless me with a life where I can walk. But yet each and every day I ask the Lord and God to bless me to understand and to bless those that I walk past, I drive past. I see each and every day on the news or whatever, to Lord, to bless them through whatever they're going through, to let us all understand for each day is a blessing. And I need to understand more and more because yet I'm not through learning. I'm through not worshiping. I'm through not reading. And I know I'm not through being blessed by the Father and the Son. But all I have to say today, count your blessings each and every day and thank God, the Father and the Son, for it. Because without that blessing of love, of life, and the nourishment, we would not be here. I just want to say, don't live a day without thanking God for blessing you with life another day. I'm turning it over to you, Apostle Effect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. On today, I will be sharing some prayers that many people have prayed, including myself. I will be sharing things dealing with institutionalized racism, institutionalized sexism, and various other isms that our Father, our Heavenly Father, has not taught us. And therefore, unfortunately, we've seen the practice of racism in our White House lately, more so than ever. I'm not talking about what happened when our maybe earlier presidents were in office, because there was a point in time when racisms and sexisms in America was acceptable. It was an acceptable behavior, although our Constitution and things that we had were saying, in God we trust, we were doing things that showed that there was no way that we could trust God behaving in the way that we were behaving. And yet, if I had to give a title to what I'm going to be talking about on today, and I may not be able to finish it because, like I said, I have a number of things that other people have prayed, have a number of things that other people have already discussed and things that God has given me to talk about, and even Minister Sheila prayed about some of it today, and we have to realize that love not only covers a multitude of sins, but love won't allow you to hate a person because they are a certain skin color or a certain sex. And you can look throughout the Bible, and when they went in and they were defeating various lands and people, it was based off of a rejection for God. It was based off of them doing idol worship, you know, things of that sort. But it doesn't say in the Bible they killed this person because they were light-skinned or dark-skinned. That's a whole nother message, or because their pigmentation was this or that. But it talks about the love for God. We hear people talking about if you serve a God of white man or if you serve a God of the black man. Well, there's one human race, and the God that we need to serve is God that created the heavens and the earth, and the only race, which is the human race. And so we have to be careful that we're not talking about and condemning, so-called condemning racism, and then that's what we're actually preaching and teaching when we start talking about a God that's for a certain race, when that's not the God that we serve. He even said for the Jew and the Gentile. So even when that was a type of discrimination and separation, Jesus came so that all would have eternal life. And if we would look at it in reality and everything the way it is, the Jew and the Gentile over in those nations, we can't really say that they were Caucasian, and we can't really say that they were African American. So let's just stick with what God has said, where he says that, you know, and the word that he has come, and he's come to all of us. So it says that he has come, and I bless God for actually loving us enough to come to us, to give us a way of escape, to give us a way to know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that not only does God love us, but he wants us to be in eternity with him, not separated from him. Minister Sylvia always says on Let's Talk, especially since we have some pretty hot days here, that it's too hot here. So she definitely doesn't want to go to Hades where it's even hotter. So it has been said that one of America's original sins was racism. It has been said that we have, as a nation, continually shown acts and attitudes of hatred towards one another. And unfortunately, we have even heard it lately where even during a presidential event, the people were chanting for a certain person to go back, when in actuality, if he or she actually goes back, a lot of us would have to leave America. And a lot of us would have to stay because we would be mixed with American Indians and various people that were already originally in this nation when they had the nerve to say that it was discovered. You can't discover what's already there. You can overcome that nation and you can take over that nation, but you can't discover what was already inhabited. And that's a whole other message. So whether we believe it or not, we need to address it. We need to condemn it. We need to combat these demonic, these ungodly things that promote any type of supremacy. Any people talk about the white supremacy, and they talk about the neo-Nazis and the various racist groups, but there are some racist groups that are even more than that. It's just those are the bigger ones that maybe in America have done the most damage. But we really need to address any type of racisms and sexisms or Nazisms or any other isms, because we need to be a race that is united in love. And so as we constantly pray, we need to pray asking God for divine healing. We need to ask God to teach us how to be Christ-like. We need to ask God to teach us how to heal the wounds that this nation has went through and is constantly going through, even today, dealing with racism and sexism. We have to not only address it, we have to contend for the faith of God, which is love. So we have to keep being honest. Why is our nation accepting words and exploitations and things that are condoning any type of racism, any type of racism, any type of racism? I can keep saying it, any type of racism. I don't care what race is against. Any type of racism. Black lives do matter. And when someone talks about black lives mattering, don't you come around saying all lives matter. Although that is true, don't disrespect and dishonor that movement. If people come around and they say blue, people dressed in blue uniforms, talking about police force and things of that sort matters. Don't you now come around and say, but what about black lives matter? What about yellow lives? No, don't you dishonor that movement that's teaching about unity. All the types of movements that are teaching about unity need to continue. And then those various movements that are teaching about unity need to come together corporately and then pray and promote that all lives matter. And it's true, but let's not belittle the acts and the walks and the events that are teaching against the evil of racism and sexism. We find that in America, sometimes just because we're looking at third world countries and other countries that are constantly may be killing one another through suicide bombers and things of that sort, thinking that we're better off. But some of us are spiritually and physically and emotionally and institutionally killing one another through racism and sexism and doing things against even within races. Yes, we do have problems with self-genocide in America. But why? Because of drugs, because of alcoholism, because of all of this, I would say that the root cause is a lack of love for Jesus Christ, a lack of love and following God. Because, see, when you love God and you follow God and you allow His Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and you pray and you meditate on His Word day and night, God's a strong deliverer. No drug, no alcohol, no situation, no ism, no schism can do anything because God cannot fail. And although the weapons may form, they cannot prosper. And so as God teaches us to keep watch over our heart, and He teaches us about the things that may try to oppress us and to offend our brothers and our sisters and the things that come against grace and hope. As God fills us with His Holy Spirit, we can now say, God, not only give us justice and peace, but God, give us unity and love. We can say, God, You've blessed us to be peacemakers, and You've called us Your own. You called us Your children. Teach us, God, how to really inherit eternal life, not eternal damnation, but eternal life. Teach us, God, how to love ourselves according to how You love us. Because, God, when we love ourselves and we love others, we know it's because of the gift of love, unconditional love that You've given us. The unconditional love of God teaches us how to help one another. Remember in the Bible how it talks about the Good Samaritan? Remember how it talks about how the man fell victim to the robbers? Remember how he had been stripped and beaten and left half dead? Remember who all walked past him? Yes. Remember there was a priest that happened to be going that way, and he passed on the opposite side. Remember, there was a Levite that passed on the opposite side. But remember, there was a good Samaritan, a Samaritan traveler, who was moved with compassion when he saw the man that had been beaten and stripped and left for half dead. Remember how he took this man. And not only did he make sure that the man's wounds were taken care of, where, you know, they poured oil and wine and bandaged his wounds, and that he took him to a place where he could be cared for. And when he left him at that place, he left even money, monetarily. He was sponsored by this perfect stranger that he would be taking care of. And even let the innkeeper know that if by chance I haven't left you enough, when I come back this way again, I'll repay you that which I've owed you. How many of us in America are walking past that person dealing with institutionalized racism, institutionalized sexism, institutionalized ageism, and we're not being the Good Samaritan? We're walking on the other side of the road, but we call ourselves believers. We call ourselves Christians. We say that we're Christ-like, but yet our brother and our sister has been, in whether it's visible or invisible, whether it's something people are doing behind the scenes or stuff where it's right out front, like the man that told her to go back, or the people that were chanting go back, or the president that seems to and be embedded with racist and sexist mentality. Are we ignoring it? And if we are, why? Is it because we're content on how blessed we are until we're not worried about our brothers and our sisters? Well, truly, how blessed are you if you're not worried about your brother or sister? If you're seeing people that are victims of racism and sexism, that are deeply wounded, that are deeply wounded, that are deeply wounded. Because sometimes the wounds aren't things that you can see with your natural eye. Sometimes there are wounds that cause people to have high blood pressure, inability to sleep. They call it insomnia. Inability to fellowship with others. Inability to perform their jobs. How many of us walk past people that we see that are dealing with different disparities, dealing with their education, their housing, social economics? They're not being allowed to be the leader that they should be, or even the follower that they could be. These people are disconnected in our country because of the shameful, just horrible pains of slavery and systemic and institutionalized racism and sexism, and that the perpetrators of these injuries, that we're walking around like we're afraid of them, like they're greater than God. How can the dignity and how can the Christ-like agape love within you allow you to ignore racism, whether it's systemic or whether it's institutionalized or whether it's intentional or whether it's implied? How could you allow this, whether it's a law or a policy or whether it's an agency behavior or a climate or a culture, how could you allow anyone to be denied not just their constitutional rights, but the rights that they have been given from God, an opportunity to benefit from America, the benefits in America, the freedoms in America, the love that's supposed to be in America that says, in God we trust? How could you stand by? How can you sit by? How could you hesitate to promote healing in a land? God said, if my people, the word of God, the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven and that I will heal the land. Wake up, America. We need our land healed. We need the healing of God from sexism. We need the healing of God from ageism. We need the healing of God from racism. Wake up, America, to these racial injustices from these people that think that it's okay. It doesn't matter if you say that you're a Christian. It doesn't matter if you say that you're a believer. It doesn't matter if you say that you love Jesus Christ and that you love God. If we're fruit, the behavior, the conversation, your very acts show that you're promoting racism. Wake up, America. Father, wake us up. Racism divides the human family. I'm not talking about the blacks and whites that have problems only. Some people have problems where they don't want this race to take care of them or that race to move into their neighborhood or this race to open up a business in their neighborhood or this religious group or this or that. I am here to tell you that everything that is the root cause and parts and units and elements of racism and sexism violates human diversity and dignity and God's call to the human race, the one race, to walk in the unity of God. All of these isms and schisms, sexism, racism, I challenge you today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life to not only when you recognize them, whether they're obvious or subtle, or whether they're things that are being talked about in a boardroom and hiding when others aren't there, you know how many people will try to make a person to look like they're not doing their job, that they're not doing what they should be doing because they have a son or a daughter or a friend that they owe a favor to, that they're trying to promote, or they're trying to push a person out of their job. Do you know how many people are obviously doing these things, and they'll have people of that same race? It may be a different sex, but sometimes of that same race to promote the lack of unity. Some of us do it on our own. We don't even need anyone in the back room or in the boardroom promoting all of this. Because all of these problems with education, all of these problems with job promotions, all of these problems with opportunities, all of these problems with the blessings of the Lord that make it one rich and add no sorrow is not from God, because the blessings of the Lord make it one rich and add no sorrow. But all of these man-made blessings, all of these man-made promotions are based off others blocking someone that should have gotten the job because of racial, sexual, things about age. There's too much. There's too many. One is too many. But when we come together as a people, as a nation, we can wipe out racism and sexism. We can wipe out ageism and all these other isms and schisms. We can now know without a doubt that once you've heard it, you can't be acting like you didn't know. You can't be saying that you were ignorant, you didn't know. On today that you've heard this message, on yesterday, if you're listening to it in the archives, in the future, however you're hearing this message, you are now responsible. I challenge you to address all of the things done to block people receiving the education that they need, receiving the healing that they need. Yes, even in the hospitals, there's people that are being given this organ or that organ or given this treatment or that treatment based off of their finances because they're millionaires or billionaires when that poor person can't get it. Talking about the Good Samaritan again. Wake up, America. Father God, wake us up and rise us up so that we can attend to the wounds of racism and sexism and ageism towards our brothers and our sisters and even ourselves. Help us to become a transformed nation, that we're a nation of healing, that we're a nation that looks into the mirror and examines our own selves. And when we look in the mirror and we see the people behind us, or look out the window and see the people in front of us or next to us that are practicing the things of racism and sexism, God, we ask ourselves, do we truly love our neighbors? Do we see our neighbors and our brothers and our sisters in pain from racism and sexism, and are we ignoring it? Are we acting like we don't see the manifestation of the racism and the sexism based off of someone's skin color, their race, their sex, their ethnicity, where they live at, their geographical or demographics? Are we acting like we don't see the root cause of it? Are we acting like we don't hear it? Are we acting like we have problems with our vision where we can't see it? Are we acting like we're deaf and we're dumb and we can't not only hear it, but we can't speak against it? Are we acting like if we were a victim of it, that it didn't exist? Is it personal? Is it systemic? Is it social cultural? Is it institutionalized? Whatever, whatever, whatever it is, if it's not addressing unity and love, because you can be united with people in racism. You can be united with people in things that's wrong, but I'm talking about love. I'm talking about that thing that heals, that makes whole. What are you doing? I challenge you to address personal, institutional, social, cultural, systematic, any type of disunity of love, any type of racism or sexism. Father God, on today, wake us up. Make us aware of any type of racism, sexism, or any type of isms in America or wherever we live, not just America. Any of our thoughts, any of our attitudes, any of our behaviors, anything that we do or don't do, you know, the sins of commission and omission. Teach us, God, how to see these things that have perpetually been problems in our nation, whether it's racial, institutionalized injustice, whether it's institutionalized injustice for sexism or ageism. Wake us up, God. Let us not rest until we find ways to seek wholeness, forgiveness, and reconciliation, God, restoration. Help us, God, to ask you that if there's anything in our hearts that is causing us to walk in racism, that's causing us to walk in sexism, that's causing us to have conversations that aren't pleasing to you, God, that are causing us to have situations and join groups that are promoting racism or sexism or ageism or any other type of isms, God. Don't allow us to act ignorant of Satan's devices. Help us to know that the weapon has formed, but the reason that it won't prosper, God, is because you've taught us to have a feeling of indignation, a feeling of detesting, a feeling of hatred, a feeling of wanting to vomit, a feeling of dread, a feeling of being offended for the things that would happen towards someone or even us that are not godly, that are not of love. Teach us to be a people of restitution, that we want to resolve the things that others are avoiding, whether it's near us or far off, God. Teach us how to be a people that seek restoration and reconciliation. Why, God? Because we were restored back unto you, not because we deserved it, God, but because of love. Teach us, God, how to walk in your love. God, teach us, God, how to challenge our brothers and our sisters of every race to love, to reconcile, to restore, to walk in a life and have conversations and a lifestyle that says, Jesus is Lord. We love our brothers and sisters. And there's only one race, the human race, and that race loves you, God, seeks you early while you can be found, and it seeks you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us, joy, love, unity, peace. And, God, we have indignation in our minds, our hearts, and even our very digestive system, spiritually and naturally, when we see injustice being portrayed towards our brothers and our sisters of sexism, racism, ageism, whether it's institutionalized, systemic, personal, social culture, whatever the manifestation of it is, God. We say, wake us up in America. Wake us up in this earth that you created so that we can walk in the unity and the love of God. Amen and amen. Turning it back over to you, Minister Sheila, for announcements and sharing our foundational scripture and whatever the Lord has given you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement and information, and to understand that no matter what we are going through, to turn it over to God, give it up to God, and pray it up to Him, and to ask Him to lead you into the right way. I just want to ask, is there anyone on this line that might have a comment or words they want to say? Okay, I thank each and every one that is here today, that God have blessed with another day of life. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I want to ask each and every one of you to don't to forget, for each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, each and every Sunday morning. And on Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Iron Sharpened Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, to tune in, and also on some Mondays we're also on Facebook to tune in to Iron Sharpening Iron with many words and wisdom and teachers and knowledges or information of blessings and praises of God. And on Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, it's on Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, to what Let's Talk, to talk and to bless and to inform you of more life and situations that God can help you through. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, and to ask you to never forget, for each day that you open your eyes or you wake up or however, that God has blessed you with another day. And I'm going to leave you with our scripture, is seek ye first the kingdom and God, the kingdom of God, and all shall be given to you, just as life He has blessed us with today. If anything was said wrong, or some things you might not understand, or some things you didn't agree with, I just ask the Lord to bless us all so that we can understand that He has His way in our lives, and we all need to come to agreement and to understand we are all one people, the one people He made and He blessed to live on the earth that He made. I want to thank you, and I thank you, and thank you. And we all have a blessed, safe day, and choose the right way that God has blessed us to be. Have a nice day. Be blessed. Bye.